Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Insanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. Do my favor, right? Do something more than nothing. Do something more than nothing. I mean, seriously. You got to get off your butt. You got to get out there. You heard a caller earlier in the show said, you know, this is great. We all think we're going to win. We think this, we think that. But if we don't go out and vote, we won't win anything. And she was 100% right on. And many of you think that, you know, many of you, I talked about the issue behind that, where you start getting reporting from the East Coast, it looks like we're losing, and we're not. So don't take it that way. Don't believe it. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't wait. I haven't had him on in a while. But Rock Laurie joins me in a few minutes. He has a new book. It's called Atheism Destroys, How Godlessness Destroys the Pillars of Civilization. And I love it. Some of you learned people are like, yeah, no, that's not true. Not going to happen. Well, let me tell you what. It is true. We've seen it on a regular basis. You've seen it through forever. In a lot of these so-called enlightened communities. Countries, states. I mean, seriously, whoever thought the Roman Empire would die? Especially at the time and during the time. Right? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stories keep popping up. You know, I get email. I got to learn how to shut that thing off. Anyhow, Ivanka Trump, she had 8 hours of testimony to the House committee that are investigating the January 6th Capitol protest. I'm going to call it a protest. They call it what they want. I'm going to call it a protest. So she testified remotely to the Select House committee on the January 6th protest that violence began after her father, former President Donald Trump, spent weeks, they say, falsely claiming that he was being deprived of a second White House. She answered questions, said Representative Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi. He said she didn't try to avoid. She didn't bloviate. She was very direct in her answers. This is from a Democrat. Now, isn't this funny? Wouldn't you think they're going to, I don't know, question Hunter? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. I'm curious. So Ivanka Trump testified for around 8 hours. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine being there with them in person, let alone being 8 hours there, listening to those guys ask some of the dumbest questions on the face of the planet, trying to catch her, doing a gotcha, right? It's not a, come on, it's not uncommon for that. They love those gotcha moments. They're very excited about them. They make them feel like they've accomplished something, when in reality they've accomplished nothing. And if you even looks like you're trying to do it to them, what do? Come on, you all know. They scream foul, right? All of a sudden you're the bad guy. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Ivanka's testimony, which was conducted via a remote video hookup, he said that she's answering questions. The committee's chairman earlier about Ivanka, who served as senior White House advisor to the president. She was in the West Wing on the day of the riot. They said, I mean, you know, not in a broad, chatty term, but she answered questions. Now, think about something. Why do you use the term chatty with a woman? I'm just curious. Ivanka Trump testified 5 days after her husband Jared Kushner did. Now, Kushner also was a senior advisor for the Trump White House and is the only other family relative to have to testify before the committee. They hate him, too, for how he worked at and brought peace in the Middle East. Now, the panel is investigating not only the riot by Trump supporters, this is their words, not mine, guys, put your rocks down, but also President Trump's actions related to the counting of certified electoral votes by Congress. Now, you know, one of these days, I'm going to get the piece that Rick Green wrote, where he talks about what constitutional right that Pence had, but he didn't know it. None of them do. None of those guys, you know, it tells you what hypocrites they are, for the majority of them. None of those guys really understand the Constitution at its depth. They can, you know, quote you the Second Amendment is your gun rights and the First Amendment is freedom of speech, but they don't know what's in it. They don't know the depth of it. I love the guys that pull out the Constitution from their pocket. I never go anywhere without my Constitution. Have you opened it? Open the book right now, because if it starts to crackle, I know you haven't had it open in years. Right? Anyway, Thompson knows that the committee didn't have the issue a subpoena for Ivanka, as it had to do for a number of other Trump White House veterans, some of whom refused to testify. I would have, too. You know what? Not that I have anything to hide, but I think I would have also. Why give these people anything? Seriously. At least that's what I think. We'll find out what Barack Lori thinks on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting save SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, look, you have one time around the desk, give it a little dance, a little jiggle, and then sit down and listen and pay attention. I don't want you to miss any of this. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I haven't had him on in a while, and that's my fault, because I'm sure he'd come on whenever I asked him to. Always love having him on with me. Barack Lori joins me. He's the host of the Barack Lori Show. And I suppose you gave that a lot of thought, like I did. You know, the Joe Messina Show. It's really took a long time to figure that out.
Oh yeah, it took a really long time. Yes, anyway. And I think I came with the mot juste, you know, Barack Lurie Show, because I am Barack Lurie, and so you know.
I started off with the real side in case it tanked really bad. Nobody would remember who the host was. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, that's so funny. That is so funny. I didn't realize that.
Anyway, look, I want to jump right into it. Your latest book, Atheism Destroys, How Godlessness Destroys the Pillars of Civilization and How to Fight Back. You know the part about I love? how to fight back. Nobody tells you how to hit this stuff back. And right. I think that you're doing it, and I think it's what needs to be done. And what you're looking at in this country right now, truly, is a soulless, godless society really fighting hard to take hold, right?
Yes. It's exactly right, Joe. You have to fight back, and there's many ways to fight back, of course, but the point is that we have to recognize the problem, and that we want to pursue fighting the problem. If you don't take it head on and acknowledge it, for example, the transgender movement at this point, which, first of all, you have to recognize is not about transgenders. Any more than feminism is about women, any more than communism is about workers, you know, any more than anything it appears to be about anything else. Okay, Star Wars was not about lightsabers. It was about something else, right? Back to the Future wasn't about time travel. It was about standing up for yourself. Well, transgenderism is not about taking care of this 1 out of 35,000 population that is confused about whether he's a she and vice versa. That's not what it's about. It's about something else. It's about the left having taken over this small issue and deciding to run with it and make it seem as though it's a big thing throughout the entire country and getting everyone to trip over themselves pronoun-wise and word-wise and adjective-wise and everything else so that we will be afraid to even speak at some point. And not only that, but to get us to lie, not only to participate, but to lie to ourselves. That's what concerns me the most. And when you can, and Joe, you've heard me say this before, if you can get anybody to believe that a man can become a woman or a woman a man, you can get them to believe anything at all. And that's why this fight, this transgenderism business, is so important, a fight that we have to just keep on pursuing, because we talked offline, Joe and I, about how Bruce Jenner, for example, he wants to call himself Caitlyn Jenner, fine, but then demanding that you call him a she? No, sir. I am not doing that. I will never do that. And not just for Bruce Jenner or for anybody who claims that he or she is the she or he. And that's not acceptable to me. So we cannot.
And it's Brock. It's not you being hateful either. It's the fact that we're now letting people buck science, buck reality, because we don't want them to feel bad. And yet we're confusing all these young kids with he's really a she, and it's sinful. It's massively sinful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sinful. And then they want to tell you that somehow it's okay. We should bark like seals when this guy Will Thomas, it's not Leah Thomas, it's Will Thomas. Thank you very much. When he wins against women in the same competition, and then the swimming event that he was in. We're supposed to applaud and say, good for her, good for her. Isn't this wonderful? Really? I mean, in what way is it wonderful for anybody? I mean, obviously it's not good for the girls on the swim team. I'm not saying other girls, by the way. For the girls on the swim team, the women on the swim team, that's awful. It's not good for him. It makes him look like a schmuck because he is a schmuck. And nobody's believing that somehow he truly worked hard for this great competition. It's garbage. And it's not good for the general population at large to understand that somehow competition doesn't mean anything and that women's sports don't mean anything. That's exactly all that's going on. So I'm very concerned about it. We have to fight it. We have to say that we're not going to participate in it because everyone's thinking how awful this is, but they're not saying anything. And that's where my how to fight back comes in. And the easy part of it, Joe, is that the how to fight back part of it is simply recognizing it and saying, no way, I don't buy it, and at the very least, don't participate in it. That's all I ask. Just don't participate in it. When someone insists that you refer to this or that person as a she when he's really a he, you say, no. He, thank you very much. You can play your game and be pretend all day long, but that's a he. That's a dude, and he's ruining everything for all of us.
Listen, you brought it up and you kind of went over it pretty quick. And you think about it. I have two daughters. And one of my daughters was big time into sports, right? And she's making us nuts because you got to take her here, you got to drive her there. And she's beating her brains out from a very young age to be the best of the best. What are they looking for? A lot of times they're looking for scholarships in those areas, and to have somebody who already has an advantage show up and really doesn't even have to work as hard as you in most cases because they've got the upper body strength or whatever it is. Right. And then they tell us to follow the science, and you're going, wait a minute, there are so many things that are different between these two, male and female. You can't get away from the XY or the, you know, it doesn't work.
Right.
Right.
It is obscene, and there are three different kinds of sports when you think about it, right? At least this is the way I look at it. One is swimming, for example, where you're just kind of competing against time, or maybe you're competing against a certain quality, like gymnastics, right, or figure skating. That's one thing. Then you've got competition between one person on one side of the net, or one side of the racquetball, I guess, and the other. Okay, so it's basically a two-person thing, like tennis, like squash, like volleyball, badminton for that matter. And that you're already playing against somebody directly with his much larger frame, greater speed, and, of course, power. So that's already unfair. So tennis is a great example of that. Men would slaughter most women in the team, just like they're doing in the swim team. Then finally, there are other sports like lacrosse, basketball, soccer, these team sports where there is a substantial amount of interaction. You're actually kind of rubbing shoulders and sometimes bumping into each other quite a bit. Look, my daughter, she plays lacrosse. She's very good in lacrosse, by the way. I'm very proud of her. She's one of the very best on her team. She's one of the very best in our city. And she worked really, really hard for it. Can you imagine, Joe, if suddenly on the other team, the team that they're playing, there are, you know, not just one boy. Why not three boys? Why not five boys? All of a sudden, she's, right. You know, fighting against these guys.
You got to pause. We got to go for a break.
Yep. You got it.
We believe in capitalism here. So, Joe Messina,
right.
We'll be back. Don't go far.
Sounds good.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Three Republican senators are breaking from their party to support Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those senators are Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah. Jackson's confirmation by the full Senate is expected later this week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has become the largest shareholder of the big tech company Twitter with a 9.2% stake in the social media company. Musk now has four times as many shares as Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. Musk has been an outspoken critic of Twitter's biases and hostility to free speech. And JetBlue announced a bid to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.6 billion. That edges out a $2.9 billion offer. Offer from Frontier. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That's great. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dude, you got to tell it like it is. If you don't tell it like it is, then everybody slides by. They don't really, you can't really hold their feet to the fire unless you have the truth. And it's really funny because we spent years as conservatives trying to get along, and a few of us in the pack kept saying, no, you can't get along with them. They don't want to get along with you. And you have your principles are 180 degrees from each other. Where do you find... Very rarely can you find even a little bit of common ground, but even then, they'll turn and bite you at some point in time.
Yeah.
And we've seen it happen, and we've seen it happen over and over and over again. And now we've, for all intents and purposes, we've lost California. But let me bring on my guest. I always have a good time when he's on with me, and Barack Lori joins me. His new book, The Atheism Destroys, How Godlessness Destroys the Pillars of Civilization and How to Fight Back. That's the key. He's going to teach us how to fight back. But, Barack, before you get going, your Atheism Kills book was the first time we really met and talked a lot about what's going on and where atheism is at, what atheism is truly about. And you kept talking about how, you know, the godless, the soulless people... Who they're the gods for all intents and purposes. They're the people that are going to tell us how to live. And we were talking off during the break, and I said this new law in California, it's going to become a law, AB 2223, which would, for all intents and purposes, it would allow you to kill a baby all the way through 9 months and even after it's born. And the verbiage they use is disgusting. They don't see this as a problem.
Well, of course they wouldn't see it as a problem because to them, life doesn't mean life as you and I think of it, right? We're all created in God's image, but to them, there is no God, first of all, so therefore there's nothing to really be sacrosanct about. I mean, look, recently there was a segment from NPR, and they talked about in defense of looting, right? So it's an hour-long thing about in defense of looting, and to my mind, I thought, yeah, you know, this is exactly what you would expect from a godless society. From the left, generally speaking, but they would say, well, there's good justification to loot. Whatever that is, whether it's reparations for the past wrongs of America, whatever they want to perceive, somehow it's okay. So why not also say there's justification for rape? Right? I mean, before you say that's absurd, Brooke, that's very different than looting. I just say, wait, they're already justifying that vis-a-vis children. They're, they're letting, with all this pedophilia and encouraging people to think as, in terms of children having sex as such, the adults are having sex with children. That's rape, right? It's plain and simple.
Yep.
So there you go, in defense of whatever. There's also in defense of murder. That's the highest crime you could think of, right? Well, don't worry, they'll get there. And we're already seeing this with this bill that you're talking about, in defense of killing, in defense of murder. Because what they'll say is, this child is going to be a burden to this mother, and she needs to be able to move forward with her life without the hassles and trauma of having a baby, especially if the mother is so young, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, well, there's justification going on right there. But this is no different than what, you know, what we saw in Raskolnikov in Crime and Punishment. Dostoevsky talks about this man who decides to kill his landlady because she's old and decrepit, and she's a burden, and she's not nice to anybody, and she doesn't care about anybody but herself. Wouldn't he be doing society a favor by getting rid of her? And so he sets out to do that, right? I'm telling you, the world of Raskolnikov, this character that I just mentioned, is already upon us. These are people who rationalize anything that they want, looting, rape, murder, and everything else. Even driving in the fast lane, you know, okay, when you're slow. That's the worst of all crimes. But anyway, but the point is, look at them, how they're trying to justify this, right? And you'll see, you're already seeing how they're justifying teaching sex and sexualization to young kids who are, you know, third grade and younger. Really? This is, but you're hearing this. They're talking about the collapse of all the basic fabrics of society. That's what it is. Stealing, murder, rape, all those things, the family from that, the destruction of the family. These are the things that form the fabric of society, and they want to destroy it all.
But Barack, they become brazen about it, in your face. It's no longer a blob of cells. It is a baby that a mom gets to decide whether to kill or not. You know, I mean, if a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old wants to have sex with a 32-year-old man, that's perfectly acceptable in California, you know? And pedophilia is not a crime. It's just another sexual orientation. Come on, get with the program, man.
I mean, right. I mean, and the justification is, it goes something like this. Kids still have their sexual needs, and they have desires as well, even at very young ages, even at 6 or 7 years old. You know, they play with themselves, they want to play with others, they're curious, it feels good. So why stop them? And in fact, here's the logic. I'm not saying it's right, it's disgusting what I'm about to say, but they'll say, well, don't you need somebody who's older to help them navigate their bodies and their sexuality? Right? There's rationalization for you, right? So who are we to say that they can't experience this? And detoxify the whole notion of sex. Sex is a wonderful thing. I mean, how many of your friends, Joe, have told you that if they had to choose between violence on TV and sex on TV, they would much prefer sex because, you know, sex is about intimacy and love, right? Violence, well, that's, you don't want it. You don't want to do that. So this is their way of thinking. You can expect more of this kind of thinking that rationalizes horrific stuff. This is, you know, the Soviet Union did this, Germany did this. It was all rationalized away. And this AB bill that you're talking about allowing, basically allowing infanticide.
But to your point, with your books and talking about atheism and what have you, the AB law fits right in with that. I don't know if you're aware of this one, but there were 3 Karl Marx reading rooms in a Florida college. Okay, and they had a picture of the man on the door, and they were the reading rooms. Well, the conservatives went nuts and said, "This isn't right. You got to stop this. You know what this man did?" Well, the other side put up a big stink, saying, no, he was a revolutionary, he was a this, he was a that. No, the whole nine, they had no idea what this man had done. And Florida decided to rename the rooms and close them down, even with all the, but it shows you the ignorance of the people around, and the professors, who should know better, they do know better, and this is exactly what they want, isn't it?
Yeah, it is exactly. This is all these people who put up portraits, the Andy Warhol portraits of Mao, right, and the Che Guevara posters as well, These are heroes. And I say, would you put up a poster of Hitler? Of course not. They wouldn't. But this man, Mao, was far worse than Hitler. I'm not giving Hitler a pass. Don't get me wrong. But this is pretty horrific stuff. Look, it's all happening because of godlessness. And so you may wonder, Joe, I mean, and maybe your listeners will wonder, like, why is this guy so hostile to atheism and godlessness? Why? You know, because, look, if you do not recognize what a world without God is like, you cannot possibly advance a world with God. Let me make this even simpler for everyone. You know, your kids are a little bit older. I still have young kids. I still have to tell them to brush their teeth once in a while, right? So you can either tell them, look, brush your teeth and that's that. Or what you could do is say, if you don't brush your teeth, here's what happens, right? The cavities, the root canals, you know, the braces and everything else. It's horrific stuff. And then all of a sudden they'll brush their teeth. Well, that's what I'm saying. I am showing the world what happens when you don't brush your teeth. Okay? That's it. It's great to love God. It's great to go to church. I commend it all the way through. But I want you to understand how good it is to believe in God, how good it is to advance God's cause, and how horrific it is to live in a world without God. That's how necessary. It's not just this notion that you hear from a lot of people saying, well, you're entitled to believe in God, and I'm entitled not to believe in God, which is technically correct, of course. Yeah. But it's not like that. I don't think we really have a choice anymore. I think we have to fight and expose the dangers of godlessness. And what you're doing right now with the bill that you just talked about is a classic example. Yeah. This would not be advanced by any church-going person at all, ever.
You know, for decades I've been teaching our kids that it's a godless constitution, that our founding fathers were the deists or atheists or what have you. And I've been, I don't know if you're familiar with the Patriot Academy, I became a constitutional coach for them, and I'm teaching a biblical citizenship class that teaches you, you know, where our constitution came from and how many of those 1,500 scriptures were used in putting the constitution together. And we don't know this. Because we're not taught this. We'll go for a quick break, come back, talk more about your book when we return. Joe Buzzi, your host, Don't Go Far.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, a classy music. For a classy guy, and I mean that sincerely. You know, I love having Brock on. Look, Brock, you love horns, don't you? I love brass.
Oh, yeah.
you know,
horns are great. It's awesome. Pink Floyd, Rolling Stones, it's good.
Yep. All right, so Brock Lurie joins me. He's got a new book out. And you know what? He's got a couple of books out you got to check out. Atheism Kills, and I'm almost afraid to say it. What's the one with the sex robots? Because if I say it wrong, I'll sound like a pervert.
Rise of the Sex Machines. It's a nonfiction book about the death of relationships.
Yeah, but wait a minute. We're getting close, though, because in some of the Asian countries, you and I have talked about this before, these things are coming out in mass production.
Yeah.
And
the pandemic didn't help. It only helped them, you know, create more and more of that. So,
well, at least it doesn't pass off COVID-19. I don't think.
Well, that's the point. Yet another reason, you know, or another justification for people to buy a sex robot because you can't get not only COVID, but you can't get STDs, and you can't have to worry about emotional issues and other problems. You won't have to worry about her getting older or fatter or whatever it is that you don't like about women. She can be exactly what you want her to be forever.
Oh, God. You're going to get... You send your emails to him, not to me.
No, but you know, it's funny, as I think about it, Joe, you know, we're living in a world of pretend, aren't we? We're saying, forget about sex robots for a second. We're saying that a man, he can be a she and she can be, and we're all supposed to say, yes, that makes sense somehow. And then at the same time, we say, you know, if we see a man, and you will, mostly men, you'll see a man with a sex robot in a restaurant, and he'll say, meet my wife. And you'll say, wow, you're crazy, buddy. But you won't be allowed to consider him crazy. He'll be considered, like, doing something wonderful. Like, good for him. In the same way that we're saying to this Leah Thomas guy that this is good for, you know, good for him, we'll be saying the same thing about these men and their sex robots. You'll see.
Barack, they had a picture of him standing next to the pool, and they're talking, yeah, so, she this, and did you see that picture? She yeah. this, and she that, and she this, and I'm going, oh my God, he must have missed a tucking class, because it's there in all its glory, and I'm saying to myself, you know what, I could almost, to take this for what it's worth, I could almost go along with this if you make the commitment and go through the whole operation. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Almost. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about this?
Show me your reels.
I probably won't ever take you seriously, but I certainly won't take you seriously unless you actually, you know,
make the commitment. Make the commitment, right?
Yeah, you go full commitment there, and then maybe, then we'll talk. You know, about whether we accept.
Okay.
But then, so, the next swipe. Anyway, you get the idea.
Let's do this segment, okay? And I want you to have the whole segment for your book. Let's talk about how godlessness destroys, because a lot of people don't believe that you need God to be good or do good things, and how to fight back. That's the big deals. How do we fight back on this without feeling discouraged?
Well, the way we fight back is, first of all, to accept that God is real. You have to do your own study. You have to go find God yourself. As I say, and what I will say in my next book, The Duty to Find God, you have a personal duty to find God. In the same way that you have a personal duty to be polite and everything else and to work hard for your family and so on, you actually have a personal duty to find God. So that's one thing. If you do that, great things will start happening. And you'll begin to realize a world without God, what that's like. Second, call it out. Express your love of Christianity. Express your love of Judaism. Don't just say, I'm a Christian. This is, you know, this is what I believe. Be proud of it. Go out there. And I want you, believe it or not, I want you to proselytize in a way. I want you to say, how can you live in a world without God? There is no such. And then they'll say, well, I could be a good person without God. And that's silly, because you're only taking advantage of the echoes of civilization, the benefits of Christianity and Judaism, which have been bestowed upon you. And you think that somehow it can survive without Christianity and Judaism. It's a lot like going in an airplane, you know, with all the engine and all the winds flaps and everything else, and you're suddenly now 10,000 feet, you know, above the ground. And then you say to yourself, well, we don't need this engine. We don't know these wings anymore. We're good. We're already up in the air. No, no problem. No, you need to maintain. The only way to maintain is to keep those wings and the engines, right? Likewise with civilization itself. You have to maintain. And the only way to maintain is to keep the Judeo-Christian mindset. Without it, there is no reason, and you have to think it through. There is no reason for truth. There's no reason for justice. There's no need for morality. There's no need for sense of a distinction between good and bad, right and wrong. Those things go way off the rails. They just don't make any sense in a world without God. Because as soon as you do, as soon as an atheist tells you, I'm a moral person, then you ask him, what's moral? Why? Why are you moral? What's wrong with murder? What's wrong with stealing? What's wrong with rape? It's the whole Darwinian approach to everything. So you should, you know, enjoy that as well. And whoever is the strongest survives. That's as simple as that. Why should we protect the elderly? Why should we protect the sick or the infirm? Why? These are questions that the atheist really hasn't thought through. He thinks he has. He thinks he can live in a moral and a wonderful way, but he really hasn't thought it through. He'll say in response, okay, well, it's logical because I don't want anyone to kill me, therefore I won't want to kill anybody else. Okay, well, tell that to Hitler, tell that to Stalin, tell that to Pol Pot and all those bad boys, right? They didn't seem to adopt your logical approach to morality, okay? And I don't know how you're going to teach that. In any event, it doesn't matter, because we are seeing a world without God right now. I mean, Joe just talked about that bill where they're talking about killing babies, you know, up to a week, and there'll be more, don't worry, after the baby's born. That's horrific. I mean, where's the logic in that, first of all? But that's plain murder. It's murder plain and simple, I should say. Same thing with all the sexuality stuff going on. I mean, 20 years ago, if you were to ask an atheist about whether or not it was appropriate for kids to see sex, to learn about sex at least, and to learn about sexuality when they're 8 years old in third grade, you would say that's obscene. Of course, that would be ridiculous. Don't be absurd, Barack. Don't be absurd, Joe, they would say to you. Right? But here we are. And now you're the absurd one for not agreeing to the idea of throwing sex and sexuality to a third grader and younger. You're the crazy one all of a sudden. You're the crazy one who thinks that a man can only be a man and a woman can only be a woman. You are crazy, my friend. This is the mindset of the atheist, right? And they don't realize it. I don't know if there's any good news to that other than the fact is we have to wake up. We can't be passive anymore. We have to talk about why we need God, why we need Christianity and Judaism in particular. We have to have that because that is the reason why we are here in the first place. Atheists, you don't have to like it. You may be upset that we got here because of Christianity and Judaism. You may think all that religious folklore is just that, folklore, and it's all mythology. Fine, okay? But accept the fact that without that folklore, you wouldn't be here enjoying all the benefits that we see in civilization, particularly freedom and democracy, which you claim to treasure, justice and law and order, which you also claim to treasure. But it will all fall apart. And all you need to see is what existed before Christianity and Judaism, and you'll have your answers. So shame on you for not seeing the difficulties of a world without God. Shame on you for not understanding that a world without God lends itself only to evil and never to good. Plain and simple.
Yeah, you know, when I speak to some of the my atheist friends, and every once in a while, cause they know who I am, they know what I stand for, and they'll say, you know, and I'm almost like making fun of myself here, but they're like, you know, you're a really smart guy. How do you believe this God stuff? And I was like, how can you not?
How they present that, you know, like you now have to say, yeah,
yeah, right. I got to defend how smart I am, right?
Yeah, if you were smart, you would just join my side. You know, obviously.
Well, if I'm so smart, why don't you do what I do? I got to try that one.
It's brilliant. But I say to those people, if you were so smart, you would understand the correlations and I think causations between the mass serial killers, the mass killers and the serial killers and all the horrific stuff that we saw, Charles Manson and everybody else, to say nothing of the horribles of Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot and every one of those guys. And not see that the one thing they had in common was godlessness. That's the one thing they had. Every single one. And that is there's no such thing, Joe, as a Christian serial killer. Do you know that? There's no such thing as a Christian mass murderer. It doesn't exist. From 1965 to 2019, when they did a study about this, and it was called the Violence Project, they decided, let's figure out if there's anything that we can learn from that's a common theme throughout all these killings. They found only one thing, and this is from the FBI study, that each of them was without God. They had no church attendance,
wow,
no synagogue attendance. That's the one thing. Everything else was
you got,
wild.
You got 20 seconds. We're going to get the book and books. Don't buy one.
All right.
Buy
so best. Okay. The Audible has just come out, so you can get that on Amazon and Audible, of course. And the other, you can get a Barnes & Noble and wherever books are sold. But I would recommend getting from Amazon. It's the fastest way these days. It's in hardcover and paperback and, of course, Kindle. So enjoy it and leave a positive review if you could. I would love
it. And you will enjoy it, people. Seriously. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I like him and he's a friend, but you'll enjoy the book. You got to get informed. Joe Messina, your host. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.